5. Omnipotence and compossibility. The omnipotence of deity does not imply the power to do the non-doable. Within the time-space frame and from the intellectual reference point of mortal comprehension, even the infinite God cannot create square circles or produce evil that is inherently good. God cannot do the ungodlike thing. Such a contradiction of philosophic terms is the equivalent of non-entity and implies that nothing is thus created. A personality trait cannot at the same time be godlike and ungodlike. Compossibility is innate and divine power. And all of this is derived from the fact that omnipotence not only creates things with a nature but also gives origin to the nature of all things and beings. In the beginning the Father does all, but as the panorama of eternity unfolds in response to the woolly mandates of the infinite, it becomes increasingly apparent that creatures, even men, are to become God's partners in the realization of finality of destiny. And this is true even in the life in the flesh. When man and God enter into partnership, no limitation can be placed upon the future possibilities of such a partnership. When man realizes that the Universal Father is his partner in eternal progression, when he fuses with the indwelling Father presence, he has, in spirit, broken the fetters of time and has already entered upon the progressions of eternity in the quest for the Universal Father. Mortal consciousness proceeds from the fact, to the meaning, and then to the value. Creator consciousness proceeds from the thought value, through the word meaning, to the fact of action. Always must God act to break the deadlock of the unqualified unity inherent in existential infinity. Always must deity provide the pattern universe, the perfect personalities, the original truth, beauty, and goodness for which all deity creations strive. Always must God first find man that man may later find God. Always must there be a Universal Father before there can ever be Universal Sonship and consequent Universal Brotherhood.